morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Welcome to the final session of this very beautiful and blessed camp meeting.
欢迎大家进入我们这个非常有福气和很好的一个大会的最后一堂。
Wherever I go to speak,
我到哪里，
one of the things I notice is how quickly time flies.
其中一个我所察觉到就是时间飞逝的很快。
Before coming to Malaysia, I was in Uganda, East Africa.
还没来到这里的时候，我是在这个非洲的乌干达。
Conducting a two-week revival, preaching twice a day, every day.
每一天两场呢，两个星期的有一个奉信营。
And Uganda is the country I've been to more than any other country.
我到了乌干达的次数要比其他国家更多。
And I have very close friends in Uganda.
在那里，我有很多亲密的朋友。
And I was enjoying the fellowship with them.
我也和他们有很好的团契。
And just like that, 2 weeks passed.
很快的，两个星期就过去了。
And I was on a plane back to the United States.
然后就坐飞机回到美国。
As we see how quickly time passes,
当我们看到时间那么快的过去，
that should be a lesson for us in our private lives.
这就是给我们个人生活的一个功课。
If you have a decision to make, make it.
如果你有一个决定要做，
Do what has to be done now, because time will pass you by very quickly.
该做的事立刻去做，因为时间过得很快。
And when a man or a woman does what needs to be done now, there is very little regret in that person's life.
一个男女，任何一个男女，当他们立志行动的时候，就不会懊悔了。
So I thank God for the opportunity He gave me to be a part of the Agape Youth Camp.
谢谢大家，也感谢上帝给我有机会参加这个 Agape Youth Camp.
I was blessed by being here, and I hope you have been as well.
我在这里得到了福气，我希望你也同样得到。
This is our last presentation, as I said, and I want to keep it short, possibly.
这是我们最后一堂，我也答应你们尽量简短的说。
So I'll try to get right into the message.
也希望直接的把信息传出。
I'd like to tell Sister Li Po that I left my, what's the thing hanging around your neck? I left it in the room back there.
我愿意跟诉利波姐妹，我把大会所给我们的这个吊带呢放在后面了。
So that's my contribution to next year's camp meeting.
这是我给你们下一个大会的贡献。
Our subject for this morning is
今天早上
through God's eyes.
我们的主题是借着上帝的眼。
Through God's eyes.
借着上帝的眼。
Before we get into the subject, I want you to do three things for me.
请你再记得我们所要求的三样事情。
And this is the last time I'll be asking you to do three things for me.
这也是我最后一次这样的要求你们做这三件事情。
And I'm as serious now as I was the first time I asked you.
我第一次问你和现在问你都是同样的认真。
If you have a cell phone,
如果你有手机，
even if it's a Sony Ericsson K6 million,
就算是 please turn it off. 多么宝贵的手机也要把它关掉。
Turn it off completely.
完全的关掉。
For the last time.
最后的一次。
Favor number two, we want you to pray for us.
第二个恳求，请你继续为我们代祷。
You know, Ellen White says, when the preacher is preparing his message,
怀师母说，当一个传道人在准备正道，
Satan looks over his shoulder,
撒旦就从他肩膀后面看下
来， to see what he is preparing to say,
来看他准备说什么。
And then the devil goes,
然后魔鬼离开，
and makes it difficult for people who need that message to make it to church.
尝试呢，把那些要来听的人不能够听进去。
So the devil may give you a flat tire.
可能魔鬼呢，就让你感到泄气。
Or a headache.
或者头痛。
Or your children may drive you crazy.
或者孩子让你感到烦扰。
Anything to keep you from hearing that message.
任何阻挠你来听这个信息的。
And if he does not succeed in keeping you from the service,
而且如果魔鬼呢不能够成功的阻挡你的话，
he tries to put you to sleep in the service.
他就让你在大会听的时候睡觉。
And if he fails to put you to sleep in the service.
如果在听的时候没有睡觉的话，
He uses you to distract someone in the service.
他就用别人来让你有一些的烦恼。
So we must be two steps ahead of the devil at all times.
所以你应该每一次都在魔鬼的前面两步。
That's why I ask you to turn off your cell phones and pray for us.
所以我才要求你把手机关掉，并且为我们代祷。
So that we say the right things.
以便我们说的正确。
And favor number three.
第三件事情
we want you to do what?
我要你做什么呢
思考 Yes, we want you to think.
是的，请你们多多思考。
Through God's eyes is our subject.
借着上帝的眼是我们的主题。
Let's pray.
请我们祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you again for giving us life today.
父啊，感谢您再次赐给我们生命。
As my brother and I deliver this message, help us, dear God.
当我和弟兄一起把信息传出，帮助我们。
Give to us the right ideas.
给我们正确的意念。
And the right words.
正确的话语。
And the right spirit with which to speak those words.
正确的灵讲出正确的话。
Let every heart be touched and changed.
愿每一个心灵得到改变。
And your name alone glorified.
你的名单是你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you aware?
你有没有晓得
of how much you make decisions based on your culture instead of the Bible?
关乎你的抉择往往是与你的文化为背景而不是圣经。
That applies to every culture on the face of the earth.
这对世界各地不同的文化都是一样的。
If the Christian would look carefully at how he or she makes decisions,
如果每个基督徒都小心地审查自己做决定的动机
They would realize that very often
他们会察觉到往往呢
They put culture ahead of Christ
他们都把文化放在基督的前面
I was talking to a young man in a certain country I won't say what country
我在某个国家跟一位青年人交谈
I was conducting a crusade at the same time and counseling in the day
在那时候有布道会同时我也辅导
So he and his wife came to me
那么有一个这个人就来到我面前
And I was counseling with the local pastor as my assistant
我带了这个当地的一个牧师为我的助手
So I said to him, what's the problem?
我就问他你有什么问题
And he looked at me with a serious look on his face
他就很认真的严肃的看着我
He said, pastor
他说牧师啊
My wife and I do not have a child
我和我太太没有孩子
I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that
很抱歉。
How long have you been married?
多少年啦？你们结婚
？He said, Pastor, 10 months.
他说十个月了，牧师。
10 long months.
漫长的十个月。
And no child.
还没有孩子。
So I think I'm a generally a very controlled person.
我觉得我自己是一个蛮有涵养修养的。
But he caught me off guard.
但是呢，这一次我却被他打倒了。
I said, what?
我说,
You've been married 10 months and you're panicking because you have no child?
你刚结婚才十个月就担心没有孩子。
I said, you should be glad.
你应该感到开心耶。
That 10 months have gone by.
十个月过去了。
And the church knows nothing funny happened.
而且教堂也知道没有不好的事情发生。
So he smiled and he said, Pastor, it's my culture.
但是他就笑说牧师，这是我的文化。
The moment you get married,
你一旦结婚了
，the grandparents and the in-laws and the outlaws and the cousins, they want to know where is that child.
你的公公婆婆、你的这个祖父祖母，还有你的这个家婆家公，都很想知道什么时候可以抱孙。
So because of culture, this man is losing his mind. He hasn't had a child in 10 months of marriage.
所以，因为他的文化背景。十个月之后，他好像失去了一个个人的这个理智，很想要孩子。
Now while you and I may smile at that situation,
可能你笑这一回事情。
If we examine our own lives,
但是如果我们也个人审查自己的生活，
we find ourselves affected by similar pressures.
我们往往也不是因为个人的文化而受影响吗？
And it is something I love to preach against.
如果有一件事情是我愿意在正道上所讲的
Because when the Christian makes decision based on any other authority than God's word, that person will eventually do more harm than good to the gospel.
因为当一个基督徒他所做的所有的动机都是违背了圣经所说的最后的遭遇是不好的。
In Psalm 116, verse 15,
在诗篇116篇第15节,
as we continue with the subject, through God's eyes,
当我们继续研究这个主题,借助上帝的眼,
and I particularly want the young people to listen to what I have to say.
我特别需要年轻人注意听。
Psalm 116, verse 15,
诗篇116篇15节。
Now, this is a verse that is frequently used at funerals.
这个章节在往往上礼的时候用得到。
The verse says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints."
这里说，在耶和华眼中，看圣民之死极为宝贵。
Now I have gone to many funerals.
我已经参加过很多的丧礼。
My most recent funeral was the funeral of my father-in-law.
最近就是参加了我岳父的丧礼。
In March, and I had to speak.
在三月的时分，而我也必须讲一堂。
My wife was crying, my mother-in-law was sad, my brothers-in-law were sad, my sister-in-law was sad, everyone was sad, there were tears.
我太太、我的岳母、我的这些其他的亲朋戚友都在那边伤心的哭泣。
Now I believe my father-in-law was a Christian man, I really believe that.
我也深信我的岳父是一个真诚的基督徒。
But the verse says, Psalm 116, verse 15,
但是在诗篇16篇15节这样说,
that his death is precious.
那圣民的死呢是极为宝贵。
But notice what the verse goes on to say.
然而接下来耶和华怎么样说呢?
It is precious in the sight of God.
是在耶和华的眼中极为宝贵。
Now it may not have been precious in the sight of my wife.
可能在我太太的眼中是不是很宝贵的一个。
Because she was very close to her father.
因为她跟爸爸的关系那么亲密。
It may not have been precious in my eyes because I respected him very highly.
可能在我眼中也并不是极为宝贵，因为我尊重他，太非常的尊重他。
His death may not have been precious in the eyes of his wife because they've been together more than 50 years.
所以他的死对于他的妻子来说根本不是宝贵的，因为他们已经在一起五十年超过。
My brothers-in-law, two fine young men.
我的姐夫，他们两个非常好。
They took it very hard.
他们也很难接受。
Because they always talked to their father from wherever they were. Now he was gone.
因为到哪里去，他们都会和爸爸联络。现在爸爸走了。
So now we have two ways to view that man's death.
所以我们有两个不同的方法来看这个人的死。
We can view his death through the eyes of relatives or through the eyes of God.
我们可以以这些亲朋戚友的眼来看这个死，或者是借着上帝的眼来看。
Through the eyes of my mother-in-law, she can say, "Why did God take my husband? Now I am alone in a big house."
借着我岳母的眼来看，她可以说，上帝为什么把我的丈夫拿掉？现在我单独一个人在家。
Through the eyes of my brothers-in-law, they can say, "Where is our father to give us guidance as we try to launch this business?"
借着我姐夫的眼来看，说，我们的爸爸在哪里呢？现在我们的生意有谁来指引我们呢？
Through the eyes of his son-in-law, I can say, "Why did God take my father-in-law, who was such an inspiration of hard work and discipline, to me?"
借着一个女婿的眼来看呢，为什么我的岳父会死呢？他永远还是我的一个指引和我的这个感受力了。
That is looking at his death through human eyes.
这只不过是用人的眼、人性的眼来看他的死。
But the Bible says, in God's eyes, his death was precious.
但是圣经告诉我们，在耶和华的眼中，他的死是极为宝贵。
What I want you to understand today,
我要让大家明白的，
the Christian is always faced with two views of everything.
那就是基督徒往往都是受到两种不同的看法针对一个事情。
God's view and every other view.
上帝的看法和其他别人的看法。
Now, if we would see the death of a saint through God's eyes, we would suffer less.
如果我们看个圣民的死，以耶和华的眼来看，那么我们就不会太难过了。
Because since we put God first in our lives, so we say.
因为我们把耶和华在我们的生命中当成第一，我们会这样说。
If he's first in my life, then his view becomes my view.
如果他在我的生命中是首位的，那他的眼光也就是我的眼光。
When Jesus was dying on that cross,
当耶稣死在十字架上，
Mary was watching him.
玛利亚在看着。
And Ellen White said it got so hard for her, John had to take her away for a while.
怀斯姆说，玛利亚非常的难受。约翰呢，必须把他暂时的带离开。
I don't know if you have ever stopped to think of what happened to Mary as she looked at her boy on that cross, and there was nothing she could do.
有没有想到一个 我们的对玛利亚的看法，她无助地看到自己的儿子被钉在十字架上。
I don't know if you ever thought of what went through the eyes, the mind of Christ as he looked at his mother. He was her first child, firstborn son. Nothing he could do.
有没有想到我们从耶稣在十字架上的眼光来看他这个母亲？他是他第一个孩子，但是他无能为力。
But in the eyes of God.
但是在上帝的眼中
Mary had to suffer the loss of her son.
玛利亚需要为她的儿子而受苦。
In the eyes of God,
在上帝的眼中
Jesus had to die and leave his earthly mother.
耶稣必须在十字架上死而把他母亲放开。
In the eyes of God,
在上帝的眼中
he himself had to forsake his son temporarily as all the sins of the world were on his shoulders.
他必须在耶稣在承担世界所有罪孽的时候，必须和他的儿子离开。
But in the eyes of God, this was necessary for the salvation of the world.
但是在上帝眼中，这个是为了世界的救赎而需要做到的。
I say again, my friends, we must begin to look at life through God's eyes.
再次，朋友们，我告诉你，我们必须看我们的人生，而是用上帝的眼来看。
The Bible makes it very, very clear.
圣经讲得很清楚。
God sees differently from the way we see.
上帝看事物跟我们世人看事物是不一样的。
In Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9.
在以赛亚书55章8到9节。
Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9.
以赛亚书55章8和9节。
Writing under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Isaiah says this.
接着圣灵的感动，以赛亚这样说
：“For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord。”
耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
”For as my way as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts。
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
God is saying in every area of life, you and I think differently.
上帝说，在我们人生所有的事情上，你我都有不同的意念和看法。
But by walking with God day by day, something miraculous can happen.
但是借着我们每天与主同行，有不同奇妙的事情可以发生。
The way we think can change.
我们的思念可以改变。
So that we begin to see things through God's eyes.
好让我们能够开始用上帝的眼来看。
I say again, my beloved friends.
再次的，我亲爱的朋友，我这样
说。A life of faith is a life lived through God's eyes.
一个有信心的生活，就是一个能够借着上帝的眼而看的生活。
When Jesus Christ sat in the temple watching people who gave offerings.
当耶稣坐在圣殿看着那些来奉献的百姓。
The scribes brought thousands of ringgit and put in the offering plate.
这文士带了很多的灵金放在这奉献袋里头。
This little old lady brought one ringgit.
而这个老寡妇却带了一灵金来。
And she probably put it very quietly so no one would see.
她可能很安静，偷偷的把这一块钱放进去。
Now through the eyes of the world,
借助世人的眼光
，we would be amazed at the thousands brought by the Pharisees.
我们看到这些法利赛人所带来的金钱，感到惊讶。
And we would push that old lady out of the way to make room for more Pharisees to bring more thousands.
我们可能会把这老妇人推在一边，好让他们其他的法利赛人可以更多的奉献拿来。
But that's not the way God thinks.
但是这不是上帝所看的。
Jesus Christ, who was also God, he rejoiced at the woman's little offering.
耶稣基督他本为神，他感到高兴，因为他看到这妇人的作为。
Because the offering of the Pharisees came from their wallet, that lady's offering came from her heart.
但是我们看到的，这是因为这些法利赛人所带的奉献只不过是钱包里的一点钱，这是妇人是他从心而发的。
Understand me clearly. God does not think the way we think.
所以我们要很清楚地明白，上帝的意念是和我们不同的。
And since God's original idea was that we reflect His image, we must learn to think the way God thinks.
那既然上帝原有的意念就是我们要反照他的形象，我们应该要和他有同样的思念。
This is the way it was before sin.
这是在罪恶没进来之前是这样子的。
And young people, I want you to listen carefully to what I have to tell you.
年轻人，请你听清楚我该说的。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 2.
请你翻开到。
We'll read verse 19.
创世纪二章十九节。
As we continue with the subject through God's eyes.
当我们继续研究，借着上帝的眼。
Genesis chapter 2, reading verse 19.
二章十九节创世纪这样说
The Bible says, And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the earth and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
耶和华上帝用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前看他叫什么那人怎样叫各样的活物那就是他的名字
Let us picture what happened when Adam named the animals.
让我们想象当亚当在命名这些动物的时候的情
况。The Bible says God brought all the animals to Adam.
圣经说上帝把所有的动物都带到亚当的面前。
So here's Adam.
我们看到亚当在。
And here's God.
我们看到上帝在。
And here are all the animals.
然后周围都是这些动物。
And God says, Adam, my son.
上帝说我的儿子亚当。
Give a name to every animal.
你就开始让所有动物都有一个名字。
And God just stepped a few paces to the right.
上帝可能就站在右边的几步
To witness and observe the names Adam would give
来从旁观看亚当要给这些动物取什么
Notice the verse of Genesis, the words of Genesis 2:19
注意在二章十九节创世纪怎样说
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature That was the name thereof
亚当怎样叫各样的活物呢那就是他的名字
How many names did God change?
上帝改变了多少个动物的名字
Not one.
一个都没有
You know what that means?
这是什么意思
Every name Adam selected.
每一个亚当所选择的动物的名字
God said, that's the name I would have given.
上帝说这就是我要给这个动物的名字
So when the giraffe came by,
所以长颈鹿来了
Adam looked at him and said, giraffe.
亚当说长颈鹿
And God standing a little behind Adam smiled and said, mm-hmm.
亚当和上帝就在他后面说，的确如此。
His mind is working like mine.
他们的心思是一样的。
Then an elephant came by.
然后大象来了。
And Adam said, elephant.
那么亚当说，大象。
And God said, mm-hmm.
上帝在后面点头。
And they all came by every living thing the Bible says.
那么圣经说所有的动物经过的时候
Now the Bible says every name Adam gave
那么圣经说亚当所给的动物的每一个名字
That was the name because God agreed
就是上帝同意的这个名字
This was God's desire for us
这就是上帝愿意看到在我们身上
That our minds and his mind would be so connected
那就是我们的心思和他的意念是这么样的联系
That our thoughts would be his thoughts.
好让我们的意念也是他的意念。
Now Isaiah says, my thoughts are not your thoughts.
但是以赛亚说我的意念不是你的意念。
That is because of sin.
那是因为罪的关系。
But God's original desire was.
但是上帝开始原有的这个意愿。
That those made in his image would think exactly as he thought.
那就是照他形象所造的人应该和他的思念是一样的。
I'll tell you something else.
让我再告诉你其他一
个 Even with the sinful nature,
就算是我们有这个罪的本性
by surrendering the life to Jesus Christ,
但是只要我们愿意献上给耶稣
and obeying him,
并且顺从他
and allowing ourselves to be led by his spirit,
并且容许他的灵在领导我们
and making his word our chief food,
并且把他的话语当成是我们主要的食物
God can bring us to the place where our thoughts are his thoughts,
上帝可以把我们带到一个境界好让我们的意念就是他的意念
To the place where we see things through God's eyes.
来到一个我们能够用上帝的眼看惯的经验
Now what does that have to do with the young?
那这些跟我们所有的人有什么关
系 And the not so young.
所有的人老少都好
Young people, you are at a point where you need to decide what will I do in my life?
年轻人在这时候可能你说我要以后怎么样生活
Will I be like Jesus and be a carpenter?
我会不会像耶稣成为一个木匠
Will I be like the Apostle Paul and make tents?
我会不会像保罗这样成为一个造这个帐篷的人
Will I be like Peter and be a fisherman?
会不会像彼得做一个渔夫
Will I be like Luke and be a doctor and a historian?
会不会像路加成为一个历史和医学家
What will I do?
我会做什么呢
In answering that question,
在回答这些问题的时候
You must think like God.
你必须要和上帝有同样的思念
Ellen White writes in the book Education,
怀斯姆在教育论这样写道
page 267, paragraph 1,
原文267面的第一段
Education, page 267, paragraph 1, Ellen White gives us this counsel,
教育论267面的第一段这样说
the specific place appointed us in life is determined by our capabilities.
我们人生的独特的岗位的委托是取决于我们个人的能力。
Well, I have to repeat that.
我再重复。
Because I know you didn't get it.
因为我知道可能你还没有抓到。
Let me try it again slower.
我慢慢地说。
The specific place.
我们独特的岗位。
Which means God has a specific work for every individual.
就是上帝对你我都有一个特别的工作的委托。
The specific place appointed us in life.
在我们人生中特别岗位的委托。
Appointed means God has already chosen what he wants you to do.
所谓的委托就是上帝已经选择你要做这件事情。
Is determined by our capabilities.
是取决于我们个人的能力。
So God makes a choice.
所以上帝做个选择。
He gives us capabilities at birth.
他在我们一出生的时候就给我们某种的
能力。So that we can carry out that appointed work he has for us.
好让我们能够在他所委托的工作上用得好。
Now God tells us through Ellen White.
上帝借着怀师母告诉我们。
If you want to find out.
如果你要找出。
What that work is.
你的工作是哪一份
Begin by examining your capabilities.
你就要开始审查你个人的能力
Not the salary structure of the job.
而不是这个工作可以带给你多少的薪水
No, that's how God thinks.
这是上帝的看法
But here's how we think.
而我们个人的看法
We look at a list of jobs.
我们先看所有的工作的机会
What's the starting salary?
开始的薪水有多少
What are the benefits?
有什么的利益
Is there insurance?
有没有这个保险
Is there housing allowance?
有没有这个住房的津贴
Is there a car allowance?
有没有这个汽车的津贴
Is there an expense account?
有没有一个可以给我消费的津贴
That's how we choose areas of work.
这就是我们选择工作的这个动机
But my brothers and sisters, that's not how God thinks.
但是朋友们这不是上帝的看法。
Now, I can tell by the looks on your faces you're having a difficult time with what I'm saying.
我想从你的眼神中可以看出是否很难接受我讲的东西。
And you're not the only ones.
但你也不是唯一的。
Most places where I go would have a very difficult time with the concept I am presenting.
许多我到的地方很多人都很难接受这样的一个理念。
What I am saying to you is this.
我要告诉你的就是
God does not think the way we think and we must try to come to the place where we think the way God thinks.
上帝的看法跟我们是不一样的而我们必须来到这样的上帝看法的地步。
And the spirit of prophecy tells us
所以预言之灵告诉我们
In the selection of a life's work
在我们选择一个人生的职业的时候
We begin by identifying our capabilities
我们先开始就要看自己的能力在哪里
And then having identified our capabilities we ask the question what work is best suited by these capabilities
然后确定了我们的才干能力在哪里我们才去找那一份的工作
Do I have the gift of administration?
我有没有这个办事的能力
Do I have the gift of organizing?
或者有组织的能力呢
Everyone has a brain.
每个人都有头脑
Everyone can study.
每个人都能够读书
Everyone doesn't have the gift of organization.
每个人都能够有这个组织的能力
So God gives every human being a brain at birth.
所以上帝一开始人的出生就有头脑了。
And if everyone works hard, we can do virtually everything.
如果我们每个人都努力，所有的事我们都可以做。
But God works in this way. He selects certain positions for certain people.
但是上帝的作为就是他选择不同的人在不同的岗位上。
And so in Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 and 5, the Bible says.
所以在耶利米书。
Jeremiah 1 verses 4 and 5.
第一章四和五节。
I hope someone will tell me the time. I don't know what time it is. What time is it? Just tell me. 10 o'clock. When should I stop? 10:30. I'll stop before 10:30. Somebody say amen. All right. Jeremiah 1 verses 4 and 5.
耶利米书一章四和五节。
Then the word of the Lord came unto me saying,
耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说。
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。
And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee, and I ordain thee a prophet to the nations.
你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。
What is God telling Jeremiah?
上帝告诉耶利米什么呢
？I had a works for you to do before you were born。
在你还未出母胎的时候，我已经有一份要你做的工作。
If that is the case，
如果这是
，then God wasn't thinking of salary structure and benefits. God was thinking of His mission, His gospel, His kingdom。
啊，上帝所想的就不是薪水有多少等等，而是他的使命。他的工作。
We see this again in the words of Jesus Christ.
我们也在耶稣的工作上看到这一点。
Matthew 6:33.
在马太福音六章三十三节。
All of you know it.
大家都熟悉这一点。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你们要先寻求他的国和他的义。
Then when you decide on a particular profession or career.
所以当你决定要干哪一行，要进行哪一份职业
？You must ask yourself the question.
你必须来先问这一道问题。
How will this profession enable me to advance the kingdom of God?
这一份职业怎么可以帮助我促进这个国度的来到
？Remember, it is God who gave you the mind to study.
记得是上帝给了你这个头脑可以读书。
It is God who allows you to see to read those books.
是上帝可以让你看到并且读到书。
He keeps your ears open to hear the lectures.
是上帝让你可以听到所要听的。
It is He who gives you life.
是上帝给了你生命。
And then He says, "Put my kingdom first."
然后他说你要先寻求我的国。
And so any time we decide, should I be a doctor, lawyer, carpenter, fisherman? The question must be, how can I use this to advance the kingdom of God?
无论你的职业是什么都好，你都要问这个问题：到底我的职业怎样可以促进上帝的国度
？But for too many of us, our question is, how can I use this to have a secure life now?
但是对很多人来说，我们都是说，这份工作怎样让我今生能够有稳定
？My brothers and sisters, God is not opposed to secure life.
当然，朋友们，上帝并不是阻止我们要有今生有个安定的生活。
The greatest security is God Himself.
因为最大的安定本身就是上帝本身。
But notice how God thinks.
但是上帝的看法是
What shall it profit a man?
一个人如果赚取了整个世界
，If he shall gain the whole world,
却赔上了自己的生命
，Which so many of us would love to gain.
这就是我们愿意所得到的世界
，And lose his own soul.
但是却赔上了自己的生命。
If you examine those words carefully,
如果你小心看这章节
，Jesus didn't say don't gain the world.
耶稣并没有说不要赚取这个世界
，He said don't gain the world at the loss of your soul.
而是说不要在赚取世界当而赔上了自己的生命。
So as you begin to think, what work should I do? What should I study?
所以当你在想我要读什么，我要做什么
，I ask you on the authority of God's word.
我凭着上帝圣言的权威问你
，Do not let your first question be what is the salary.
不要忘让你第一个问题就处决于。薪水有多少
？That is not how God thinks.
这不是上帝的看法。
When Jesus Christ stood before Pilate,
当耶稣基督在比拉多面前的时候
，Pilate said to him in verse 35 of John 18,
比拉多在约翰福音十八章三十五节这样问他
：Thine own people and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?
比拉多说。我岂是犹太人？你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢
？Listen to what Jesus said in verse 36.
注意耶稣在三十六节怎么样说
？Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world."
耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界。
”Now when Jesus said that,
当耶稣说这话
，He did not mean that his kingdom was not on the earth.
他并不说他的国度不在这个地上。
Because he had previously said the kingdom of God is within you, he had said that, so it was on the earth.
因为之前耶稣已经说上帝的国度在你心里，所以这个国度是在这世上。
When he said it is not of the earth,
但是当他说这国不属这世界
，he meant it is not run by earthly, secular, worldly principles. That's what he meant.
就是说这个国度并不是照着世界的原则去来进行和。
So while his kingdom was on the earth in the lives of his followers,
所以这个国度却要在他的门徒的心里。
Jesus said, "Things are done so differently in my kingdom."
耶稣说，在我的国度进行所有的工作是不同的方法。
That it is absolutely not of this world.
而这是不属世界的方法。
And then he gives an example.
那么他就给了一个例子。
He says, "If my kingdom were of this world."
他说，如果我的国度是属于这个世界。
If it functioned like other kingdoms.
如果就好像其他的国度一样。
Then would my servants fight?
那我的仆人就会互相争论。
So Christ is saying, in worldly kingdoms.
所以耶稣说，这个属世的国度。
People fight.
人们互相的争
论。And they riot.
并且有
这个 they protest.
还有这些的抗议。
Christ says, "In my kingdom, we don't do that."
但是耶稣说，在我的国度绝对没有这样的事情。
He says, "If my kingdom were like yours, Pilate, then my servants would fight."
因为耶稣说，比拉多，如果我的国度像你的，那我的子民不是在打架吗
？So what Jesus Christ was saying?
所以耶稣基督说
，In my kingdom, we do things differently.
在我的国度里面，我们做事的方法是不一样的。
Jesus was talking to some Pharisees in John chapter 8.
在约翰福音第八章，耶稣跟法利赛人交谈的时候
，And in verse 23, he said something to them.
在23章23节，耶稣这样告诉他们
：He said, "Ye are from beneath; I am from above."
耶稣对他们说：“你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的。
"Ye are of this world; I am not of this world.
你们是属这世界的，我不是属这世界的。
And when Jesus said, "I am not of this world," he was standing in the world.
而耶稣在说我不属这世界的时候，他是站在这世界上。
He wasn't saying I am not in the world. He's saying I am not of the world.
他并不是说我不是在这世界上，而是我不属这世界。
In other words, Christ is saying I'm in the sea, but I'm not a fish.
Again,
I'm in the sea, but I'm not a fish.
换句话说，耶稣在告诉我，我虽然在海里，但我不是鱼。
We are in this world, but we're not of the world. Do you understand?
我们虽然在这世界，但我们不属这个世界。
My brothers and sisters, we must begin to think like God.
所以，弟兄朋友们，我们要开始好像上帝一样的思想。
Everything Jesus did.
耶稣所做的每一件事情
was to advance the mission of His Father.
是要促进上帝他天父的国度。
Let me ask you this question politely.
让我很礼貌地问你
Look at the choices you've made.
看看你这个人所做的选择
The schools you've decided to attend.
你到的学校
The programs you want to pursue.
你所有以后的节目
Were you thinking of God?
你是不是有想到上帝
Don't answer me.
你不需要回答
Parents.
做父母的
The areas of work into which you push your children.
在各方面的工作你推你的孩子往那边
Did you do that after prayer and fasting and examination of God's word and the writings of Ellen White?
是不是借着禁食祷告研究上帝的圣经和预言之灵之后所做的决定呢
No, I'm not telling you what to do.
当然我不是 在这里告诉你
What I'm saying is
我只是说
Take God's perspective.
要用上帝的这个看法
Think as a citizen of the kingdom of God.
要用上帝的看法来看这个你的百姓你的孩子是天国的子民
Luke was a doctor
路加是一位医生
Peter was a fisherman
彼得是渔夫
Christ was a carpenter
基督是木匠
Paul made tents
保罗是做帐篷的
But in each person's life what was first was the kingdom of God and the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ
但是在他们每个人的生活上他们的首要的目的就是要促进上帝的国度到
If you have chosen architecture
如果你选择做这个
绘图 Or you've chosen
绘图
physics,
或者选择物理
You want to be the next Einstein.
你要成为下一个爱因斯坦
That's fine.
很好
Here's what you do.
你应该这样做
You go down on your knees.
你就跪下来
Seek God's wisdom.
寻求上帝的智慧
Then develop a plan of how you will use that knowledge for the kingdom of God.
并做好一个计划怎么样用这个知识来促进上帝的国度
Now why do I say that?
为什么我
When we were lost,
当我们成
when Adam and Eve sinned,
当亚当夏娃犯罪
God put into effect a plan.
上帝已经开始放进了一个计划。
I didn't say he created a plan, he put it into effect.
他并没有创造一个计划，他只是把一个计划放进这个时候。
Because the plan had been made before sin.
因为这个计划在罪之前就已经好了。
And God wants us to act like him.
上帝要我们和他一样的有同样的
动作。This plan was detailed.
这个计划是那么的详细。
It listed who would come and die.
这里告诉我们有谁会下来为我们而死。
When he would come and die.
什么时候为我们而死。
How long his public ministry would be.
他这个在这世上有多少年。
When he would die.
当他死的时候。
Where he'd be born.
他会在哪里出生。
Where he'd run for safety.
他会逃到哪里。
How long he'd be in the tomb.
他会在坟墓多少年。
What kind of tomb he would be in.
哪一个坟墓他会在。
When he would rise,
哪个时候他会复活
All the details were in God's plan.
所有的详细的这个记录都在
And what was the purpose of that plan?
这个计划的目的是什么
To save you.
就是要拯救你
He had a plan.
他有计划
Because God was thinking of you first.
因为 在他里头先看到了你。
Now he says to us.
那么他现在告诉我。
I have given you life.
我给了你生命。
I've given you breath.
我给了你气息。
I've given you a sharp mind.
我给了你敏锐的想法。
Stop looking at the world.
不要为这世界而活。
If you choose a particular profession.
如果你选择某个职业。
Develop a plan of how you will use it for my kingdom.
你就开始计划一个怎样促进上帝的国度。
So you're an architect.
你就算是个绘图师。
God is an architect.
上帝也是伟大的。
He designed the New Jerusalem.
他设计的这个新耶路撒冷。
And we have the architectural details in Revelation 21.
在启示录二十一章，我们看到这个绘刺就写在那里。
The building materials in Revelation 21.
在启示录二十一章也告诉我们所有的建造的材料。
How high the walls are.
有多高的墙。
The city size.
有多围多阔的围墙。
The plans are in Genesis Revelation 21.
所有的这些话都在。
So you want to be an architect.
所以你要成为一个绘
师。All things are possible through God.
凡是在上帝都是可能的。
With God's help, you sit down and you pray, or you kneel and pray. You say, Father, I need to use this to your glory. Show me how.
你就祷告跪下来说，靠着你父啊，我愿意把这个计划交托在你手中。
You see, there's something you need to keep in mind.
我们要想到一点。
In the judgment, God doesn't judge the fact that you chose to be an architect.
在审判的时候，上帝并不会因为你选择成为一个
绘图师。You know what God judges?
他怎么样审判你呢
？The reason why
是你的理由。
Christ's object lesson, page 316, paragraph 2.
天路二十一六两百一十六面的第二段。
Every act
每一个行动
is judged
是的审判
by the motive
是凭着你的动机。
So when you come up to heaven with your diploma.
当你来到天国，带着你的大专文凭来到。
God said, "I'm not concerned with that diploma."
上帝说，我并不是在看你的大专文凭。
I'm looking right into your heart, and I'm judging the reason why you got that diploma.
我是要看住你的深入的心，而问你为什么要得到这个大专文凭的动机。
I do not want you to waste your time.
我不要浪费你的时间。
Choose whatever you desire to choose.
你选择你要选择的东西。
Choose it prayerfully.
要祷告的心来选择。
Choose it in the light of your capabilities, as Ellen White counsels.
也好像怀斯姆所说，根据你的能力才干来选择。
But remember,
但是要记得
in the judgment,
在审判的
时候 what God will judge,
上帝审判的
is why,
是为什么。
And I have a duty to tell you.
我也有这个责任要告诉你。
Every act,
每一个行动
is judged by the motive.
是凭我们的动机而审判。
And God knows how to expose motives.
上帝也知道怎样揭发我们的动机。
My brothers and sisters,
我们弟兄姐妹
why are you doing what you're doing?
你在做，为什么你在做你现在做的
？What is your motive? Why?
你的动机是什么？为什么
？When Cain killed Abel, God came down and said, "Why art thou wroth?"
当该隐杀了亚伯。上帝来说，为什么感到生气呢
？Forcing Cain to think about why he was upset.
要让该隐想到为什么他那么的难受。
And if you're not sure what your motive is,
而当你还不晓得自己的动机
，The Bible has a way to expose your true motive.
上帝能够很清楚地用圣经的话来揭发。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
在希伯来书四章十二节。
For the word of God is quick and powerful.
上帝的话是上帝的道是活泼的。
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow.
是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能撕。
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, meaning the motives.
连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
As the word of God gets into the heart and the mind.
当上帝的话进入我们灵与魂的时候
，It makes clear to us our true motives.
它就看让我们看出我们的真正的动机。
Giving us a chance to change them,
给了我们这个机会来改变。
As the Spirit of God directs us,
就是借着上帝的灵来改变。
My friends, I hope no one is angry with me.
我希望没有任何人会因此而生气。
You want the best for your children, I know that.
我知道你希望给孩子最好的。
But let me tell you something: the best you can give your children,
但是让我告诉你，你可以给孩子最好的。
Is to help them get to heaven.
就是带他到天国。
Anything else you do is a curse to your children.
其他你所为孩子做的事，只不过是
The best you can do for your child,
你可以给孩子最好的
is to get that child into the kingdom of God,
就是带他进入天国。
And so I ask you, as your brother in Christ,
所以身为主内的弟兄，我问你，
Are you thinking? Are you seeing things through God's eyes?
你在思考吗？你在用上帝的眼来看这个事情。
Jesus at a very early age,
耶稣早在他年轻的时候，
will see things through God's eyes.
已经开始用上帝的眼来看。
Listen to this quotation from Ellen White.
请听怀斯母这一段。
It's from the book A Call to Stand Apart.
这本书是叫做为这个事而
分别站立。 Page 9, paragraph 2.
第九面的第二段。
Ellen White writes these words. Listen carefully.
怀斯母这样说，
At a very early age,
在一个非常早的时期，
Christ began to act for himself in the formation of his character.
基督已经开始对他个人的品格的成长。
Not even respect and love for his parents could turn him from obedience to God's word.
用上帝的眼光来改变，甚至他父母的作为都不能够改变他对父的顺从。
It is written was his reason.
经上记着说，就是他的理由。
For every act,
所有的行动，
that varied from the family custom,
只要是跟他的家里的文化不同的。
This is a difficult expression to take.
这相当的难的表达出来。
What Ellen White is saying,
怀斯母的意思是，
When Christ was 7 and 8 and 9,
当耶稣在七八九岁的时候，
He was so familiar with his father's word,
他已经对天父的圣经是那么的熟悉，
And his father's will for his life,
并且他天父给他的旨意，
That sometimes the family wanted to do one thing,
所以有时候家人要做某样东西，
And Jesus produced scripture to show why he could not do it,
但是耶稣就会从经上记着说，为什么我不会。
Now Jesus was not disrespectful.
当然耶稣并不是不尊敬。
If you read Luke 2:48-51, the Bible says he was subject to his parents.
如果你看路加福音二章那边所形容的，他一切都顺从父母。
But he knew his father's will for his life.
但是他知道天父在他人生的旨意。
And as I said, whenever the family decisions went contrary to God's will,
所以怀斯母说，每当家里所做的决定是跟天父的旨意是相反的，
Jesus at an early age,
像耶稣就在早期的时候，
would say, Mom, Dad, here is why I can't do it.
就会说，爸妈，为什么我不能够做的原因。
Let me give an example.
让我给你一个。
I was in New York counseling, speaking at a camp meeting similar to this.
我在纽约有一个类似的大会。
This young boy came to me, Pastor, pray for me.
这个年轻人说，
Tears in his eyes.
带着眼泪说， 祷
告。 Why are you crying?
为什么你哭呢？
My father wants me to study on Sabbath.
我爸爸要我在安息日去读书。
I said, well, I can understand that. Your father is not an Adventist.
我可以明白这，因为你爸爸不是本会信徒。
He said, yeah, yes, yes, my father is an Adventist.
不不，我爸爸是本会的信徒哎。
No, I knew that, but I was just trying to get him to say it.
我当然知道这一点，我只是要他亲口告诉我。
I said, why does your father ask you to do something that's violating God's law?
我就说，为什么你爸爸会违背圣经的教导，叫你去做事呢？
He said, my father says studying the Bible is a waste of time. It does not improve your score on the exams.
我爸爸说，读圣经是浪费时间，绝对不能够改变我的成绩变得更好。
And if you want to get into certain professional schools, you need a certain score.
而如果你要到一个特别的一个学校读书，你要有某样的成绩。
The young boy actually told me what I'm about to tell you.
这个年轻人所要讲的就是我现在要告诉你们的。
He said sometimes the father would get so angry when he was studying the Bible on Sabbath.
他说有时候爸爸看到他在安息日念圣经的时候会生气的。
That the father would kick the Bible out of his hands.
甚至爸爸用脚把他的圣经从手上踢掉。
A Seventh-day Adventist father.
一个复灵信徒的爸爸。
And then throw the physics books before him and said study that.
竟然把他圣经丢掉，把另外的书本叫他读。
Now you tell me, is this pointing someone to the kingdom or to the fires of hell?
你告诉我，他是把孩子推上这个地狱之火，还是天国呢？
Young lady came to me.
朋友，他来到。
Same camp meeting.
一个年轻人，同样的
在大学。First year student in medical school.
在大学医学院第一年。
Crying.
也在哭着。
Why are you crying?
为什么他在哭呢？
She said, in high school, I wanted to go to an Adventist school.
她说在中学的时候我要到本会的学校。
My parents said, no, they're not good enough.
爸爸妈妈说 这学校不好。
You need to go to the best high school.
你要去最好的中学。
She said, when it came to college, I wanted to go to an Adventist college.
然后到这个学院的时候，我要到本会的学院。
My parents said, no, they're not good enough.
爸爸妈妈说不好。
You need to go to one of those secular colleges that have a reputation.
你要到一个有地位的社会的这个世俗的学校。
So you can get into a good medical school.
好让你可以进入个这个医学院。
I'm not telling lies. I'm telling you what people told me.
我不是在骗你，我是告诉你我听到的。
She said, Pastor, I went through high school, went through college, got into the medical school I wanted to go to.
她说，牧师，我的确到了中学和这个大学，后来进了医学院。
So why are you crying?
那你还哭什么呢？
She said, the moment I entered that school,
她说，我一旦进入那学院，
every belief I had was shaken to the foundation.
我所有之前的信仰呢，都完完全全的动摇。
She said, you're looking at a young lady with one foot in the church and a foot in the world.
他说：“你现在看到我这个少女，一个脚踏在世界，一个脚踏在教会。”
And she said, "The foot in the world is securely placed more than the foot in the church."
而那踏在世界脚更加的稳定。
Now, no parent can do that to a child if the parent sees things through God's eyes.
所以哪有一位父母以上帝的眼光来看的时候会这样对待孩子呢？
Are you doing that to your children?
你是不是也这样对待你的孩子？
My friends,
朋友们，
I know some of you are angry with me.
我知道你们有些人开始生我的气了。那
I deal with that wherever I go.
我到哪里都是有面对同样的问题。
And it doesn't bother me at all.
但是我不觉得怎么样。
Let me tell you something as your brother in Christ.
朋友们，身为你的弟兄，我要告诉你。
With whom you're probably angry now.
甚至你现在真的会生我的气。
Has anyone prayed for us? No? Okay,
有没有在为我代祷呢？
It's okay. God hasn't left us alone.
上帝就要把我们放在一边吗？
When Christ comes back,
当基督回来的时候，
and you see your children marching into the kingdom,
而你会不会看到你孩子迈向天国？
You will be happy.
你真的会感到高兴，对吗？
You will be delighted.
你会非常的欢喜，
especially if you're marching in with them.
尤其是你手牵手的一起走向天国。
Let me repeat what I said earlier.
让我重复之前。
God never said don't gain the whole world.
上帝并没有说要赚取这个世界。
He said don't gain it and lose your soul. That's what he said.
不要在赚取的时候赔上了你的生
命。 Because if we can gain the world will be blessed.
因为如果你可以赚取这世界，这世界也得到福气啊。
Because the world will be owned by upright Bible-believing Christians.
因为这世界的拥有者就是那些正直的基督徒。
But Jesus said, "Don't lose your soul to get the world."
但是耶稣说，不要在赚取这世界的时候赔上了自己的生命。
And since you're thinking, you can understand in those words what Christ means is your soul is more important than the world.
既然你是在思考了，你就明白你的生命超越这世界所能够给予的。
I'm going to bring this message to an end.
我在结束的时候这样说。
Because you're uncomfortable.
因为你感到不舒服了吗？
And I've talked long enough.
我也讲得足够了。
And I have made my point.
我也说我该说的了。
If you're making decisions based on the way the world thinks, stop that.
如果你的决定是根据世界的方法，请你停止。
Trust God.
信靠上帝。
Joseph trusted God.
约瑟信靠上帝。
Now, if Joseph had used the thinking of the world, he would have slept with Potiphar's wife.
如果这个约瑟是根据世界的看法，他早就和波提法的妻子同房了。
Then she could move him up the ladder very quickly.
那么他就能够在世界的地位越来越高的攀上去。
If Daniel had thought the way the world was thinking,
如果丹尼里的方法是世界的看法，
he would have prayed to Darius and not gone to the lion's den.
他早就在这个大力乌王的面前下拜，就不会进入狮子坑。
If the three Hebrew boys were thinking the way all the other kneeling nations were thinking.
如果这三个希伯来的青年人跟其他异教的青年人同样的看法的话，
There would have been no fiery furnace for them.
他们当然就没有这个火窑必要进去。
But because they thought differently,
但是因为他们的思念是不同的，
We can read these stories and be inspired.
我们因此可以读到这些感动的故事。
Whatever decision you're about to make or have already made,
无论你的决定或者你正在所做的决定，
If you made it based on worldly standards for Christ's sake, change it.
为了耶稣的缘故，如果你还是在以世界的标准做决定，请你停止。
Because the thinking of the world is designed to take you to hell.
因为这些世界的思念和看法，只不过带你走向地狱之路。
Now you may go to hell in a Lexus, but it's hell nonetheless.
Again.
You may go to hell in a Lexus or Mercedes, but it is still hell when you do things the world's way.
就算是你驾着最豪华的汽车走向地狱，那还是地狱啊。
You may go to heaven on a donkey the way Jesus entered Jerusalem, but it's heaven.
就算是你骑着驴子走向天国，好像耶稣一样，但那还是天国。
Think the way God thinks.
要思考，就好像上帝一样。
Ask God for His mind.
求上帝给你他的心。
And here's the surprise you will discover.
这个就是你会发现到的惊讶。
That the things you wanted and go went about it the wrong way, God will give you going about it the right way.
你每一次心里其实很想用不错的方法得到的，上帝早已经给了你。
Don't study on Sabbath.
不要在安息的。
Even if your parents tell you study on Sabbath.Don't study on Sabbath.
就算你的父母要你这样做，你都不要这样。
Here's what God will do for you.
而上帝会怎么样回应你
？Students believe if I don't study on Sabbath, I have lost some time.
因为学生说，哎呦，安息日不读书不是浪费了一
些时间。No. Listen to what Ellen White says in Mind, Character, and Personality, Book 1, Page 34, Paragraph 2. Listen to what she says.
听听怀师母在《一言之灵》这本书里面怎样说。
Mind, Character, and Personality, Book 1, Page 34, Paragraph 2.
就是《心思道德》的这第一本书 ，Page 1.
Page 34, Paragraph 2.
原文34面的第二段这样说。
Listen carefully. Students, listen.
学生们听清楚。
In exact proportion as the spiritual character is developed.
在这同样的这个范围，在这个品格成长的范围里头，
The intellectual capabilities are increased.
这个同时啊，你的这个心智的成长也是一样的多。
Did you understand that?
你明白他的意思吗
？No, you didn't. Let me try again. I believe you, but most people didn't. What she? Let me put it in my words.
让我用自己的话解释。
If your spiritual side grows this much,
如果你的属灵的成长有这么多
，Ellen White says there is a similar increase in your intellectual capability.
怀师母说，在你这个心智和你的知识上的追求的能力也有这样多的成长。
You want to get brighter?
你要更为更聪明。
Get holier?
你就更神圣。
No, this is what she's saying. If you want to be brighter, get holier.
如果你要更聪明，就更神圣。
As in the case of Daniel, who refused to eat the king's meat.
就好像但以理不要吃王的膳。
Remember, God blessed him and the three Hebrew boys so that they were the brightest in the entire kingdom.
记得上帝赐福他们，比其他所有的这些有智慧的人聪明十倍。
So when you respect God's Sabbath and you refuse to study,
所以当你尊敬上帝的安息日，不要在那天念书。
God knows how to work in your behalf.
上帝会代替你帮你做事。
God knows you studied 6 days, your friend studied 7.
上帝知道你的朋友7天读书，你6天。
Here's what God can do for you.
上帝可以为你做这事。
God can tell the professor, set the exam on the material my child studied.
上帝可以感动的教授，把你所读的题目都在考试里面。
Can God do that?
上帝可以这样做吗
？Yes.
可以的。
Or here's what else God can do.
或者上帝可以
God can bless your mind so that you get the material much more quickly.
上帝可以赐福你的那个心智呢，可以很快的吸收所有的材料。
So what it takes your unsaved friend 7 days to understand, you understand it in 5.
所以你朋友要用7天来明白的材料，你5天就做到了。
That's why in 10 days, Daniel and the three Hebrew boys look so different from the other young boys. Only 10 days.
所以这个但以理和三个朋友10天里面。就看出那个不同了。
God made the changes move very rapidly.
因为上帝的改变是非常迅速的。
Here's what else God can do for you when you're faithful to His Sabbath day.
上帝说，当你忠心我的安息日，我可以为你做什么呢
？When you sit in that exam room,
你在考场的时候
，that multiple choice exam A, B, D, C, or E.
在选择的时候有 A, B, C, D， 或者
Because you studied hard.
因为你殷勤的研究。
God will send Gabriel to the exam room.
上帝会派遣加百列来到。
And Gabriel will say to you, pick A.I'm serious. Pick F. Pick E. Pick D.
加百列会感动你选择正确的答案。
There's a lady in my church.
有一个女士。
She gave this testimony.
她给了这见证。
She went back to school to do a nursing course.
他读这个护士课程。
Everyone in the class was half her age.
每个在班上的同学都比他年轻。
And the material was difficult.
而且材料很多很。
And all her friends were in the library on Sabbath.
每个朋友在图书馆安息的读书。
While she was in Sabbath school where she belonged.
而她呢，现在的安息的学里头。
But she did her best.
但是她尽了她所能。
Having not been in school for decades.
因为好多年没上学了。
She said on the day of the exam.
说在考试那一天。
She prayed. She said, "Lord, I was faithful to you."
她说。主啊，我已经一直以来忠心。
I need an angel right here.
我需要现在天使在我旁边。
To help me get through this exam.
帮助我度过这个考试。
She said every question. She said, "Angel, what's the answer?"
她说，天使啊，每一道问题她都问天使啊。
The angel said A, B, or C.
天使会告诉她是 A。
At the end of the exam.
考试结束的时候。
She was the highest in the class.
她竟然考到最高分。
Come on, say amen. You be faithful to God.
你只要忠心上帝
God knows how to bless you.
上帝会赐福你的
God knows how to allow you to do more of 6 days.
上帝会知道怎样你可以六天工作
than Sabbath breakers can do of 7 days.
比那些干巴安息的人更好
God will allow you to buy more with what's left after the tithe and offering.
上帝会容许你在偿还你的十分一和捐献时候有更多的钱
来用 than if you've taken the whole thing for yourself.
超越你把所有的钱自己存入。
God knows how to stretch.
上帝会知道怎样伸展你的钱财。
God will bless you.
上帝会赐福你。
Make choices through God's eyes.
借着上帝的眼光来做选择。
Have you understood what I've been trying to say?
你明白我一直以来所要说的吗？
Well, if you'll decide right now by the grace of God, Father, help me to make choices through your eyes, raise your right hand.
如果你愿意这样凭着上帝眼光做选择，请你举手。
Do you mean that?
你真的是这样的选择吗？请你站起来。
Through God's eyes.
借着上帝的眼。
And see God work miracles in your lives.
然后看上帝在你身上行神迹吧。
Every head bowed, every eye closed.
请我们大家低头祷告。
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you.
奉主耶稣名父啊，我们来到你面前。
To thank you for your word.
感谢您给我们的
恩主。It rebuked us, but it enlightened us.
虽然谴责我们，却使我们看到亮光。
Father, we're guilty of making decisions through the eyes of the world.
父啊，我们为自己用世界眼光来做事感到愧疚。
But because of this message,
但是因为这信息，
if you will help us,
如果你能帮助我们，
we want to begin to think like you.
我们要开始像你一样思念。
While every head is bowed, every eye is closed.
在每一个低着头、闭着眼的时候，
if there's anyone listening to us,
如果你听到我所讲的，
you are about to make a decision.
你在做决定。
But you are using the eyes of the world.
但是你用世人的眼光。
And you will decide, Father, I am going to change that decision.
而你现在决定说，父啊，我要改变这样的看法。
And see things through your eyes.
要用你的眼来看。
If you are in that position.
如果你是在这个。
And you want to say that.
你并且要这样说。
Let me see your right hand.
给举起你的右
手。There's a decision you need to change.
这是你的决定要改变。
And act through God's eyes.
并且借着上帝的眼来行动。
Leave those hands in the air as I continue to pray, Father.
请你继续举手，父啊。
Register and record every upraised hand.
请你看到我们的举起的手记起来。
Help us, dear God, to understand.
帮助我们明白。
That to reflect your image.
能够反映你的形象。
We must see things the way you see things.
我们要以你的眼来看世界的事。
So help us, dear God.
所以帮助我们
to make your thoughts our thoughts,
使你的心思成我们的心思
to make your ways our ways,
使你的道路成我们的道路
bless every committed heart I pray,
赐福给我们所有献上的心
and save us all when you come,
拯救我们到底直到
你再来 in Jesus name,
奉主耶稣的名字
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you my brothers and sisters,
上帝赐福我们的弟兄姐妹
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。